Christopher Ahrens from the Sacramento Business Journal is here.
Hi, Steve.
Christopher is the Sacramento Business Journal's managing editor for digital news. On Fridays, we talk about the region's economy. A big development in Davis is now indefinitely on hold. Developers announced this week they were suspending plans to build the Mace Ranch Innovation Center just outside the city's eastern limits. The project would have included office, research and design, and industrial space with a small amount of retail and a hotel. What happened? Why did developers suddenly pull the plug?
The project was on 212 acres, but open space and agricultural buffer requirements would have limited development to about 60% of that land. And so that limited the financial returns for the developers. Infrastructure costs were up around $50 million, so developers decided the project really no longer made financial sense.
So is this project completely dead?
There's a chance it could work if somehow the infrastructure costs were reduced. But this project was never a sure thing. Davis law would have required a city ballot measure, and voters in Davis are usually pretty skeptical of new development. Another big commercial development in Davis called Nishi Gateway is still pending. City voters will consider that proposal in June.
There's another real estate story in Placer County where it's now easier to build granny flats, which are self-contained secondary structures.
That's right. You know, this rule change applies to cottages, granny flats, in-law suites, you know, whatever you want to call them. They're all basically kind of in the same category. Before this recent rule change, you could only build a secondary housing unit on lots that were at least 10,000 square feet. Now, under the rule change, it's 5,000 square feet. The median lot size for new single-family homes in the western United States is about 6,600 square feet, so this rule change should affect a huge amount of people, more so in urban areas, of course.
Why the change?
One reason is to increase affordable housing. The rule change will waive development fees for some smaller secondary units if the property deed requires affordable housing. So the point there is to encourage more people to build affordable housing on property with existing structures. The second reason is just demographic change. An increasing number of new home communities across the country feature multi-generational living. So this rule change will accommodate, for example, a young adult who moves back in with parents or an older relative who wants to be close to the family.
There's a new bill in the California legislature that would ban gender-based price discrepancies for products used by both men and women. Isn't that already against the law?
Kind of. Existing law already bans gender discrimination when it comes to charging for services, but this new bill would extend that ban to goods. Female consumers actually pay 7% more on average for products that are essentially the same as the male version, according to a study released in December by a public consumer watchdog agency. So think shirts, shampoo, deodorant, a lot of personal care items. So to show what they mean, the bill's sponsors actually went to the Target over there on Riverside Boulevard and Broadway in Sacramento. They found 12 packs of disposable razors from the same brand. It was the exact same product, but one packet was blue for men and the other was pink for women. And there was actually a $4 price difference. The pink razors were actually more expensive. And that, says one of the bill sponsors, is an example of gender discrimination.
I'm thinking the businesses aren't too happy with this bill.
No, not at all. A trade group for the state's retailers says, you know, these prices might be different, but it's because, quote, sizing, design, and packaging are more significant purchasing decisions for women, end quote, according to the group. They also say it would open a can of worms. It would be just really hard to determine which products were for men or for women. And not surprisingly, the retailers say this bill would raise costs, cause confusion, and, you know, generally be very bad for business. Violators would actually face civil penalties of $4,000 per incident.
That's Christopher Ahrens with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.